Celebrations at Thrush Green by Miss Reed, read by Gwen Watford. Chapter 1. One Wet Day. One wet November morning, Winnie Bailey stood at her bedroom window and surveyed the rain-drenched view of Thrush Green. Usually at this time of the morning, a little past 9 o'clock, things were stirring. One or two late arrivals at the school across the green would be running in breathlessly. Percy Hodge's milk float would be making its slow way from house to house. A few housewives would be hurrying downhill to the shops in Lulling, baskets in hand. But today there was little movement. A wet umbrella passed below, its carrier hidden from Winnie's view. A duster flapped from an upstairs window of the Two Pheasants across the green, hard by the school, and two excited dogs cavorted by the deserted and dripping children's play area. Winnie Bailey had lived at Thrush Green for over 50 years, ever since she arrived as the bride of young Dr. Bailey. He had died some years before, but Winnie stayed on in the house she loved, sharing it with Jenny, her friend, companion, and maid. She could hear Jenny now, singing some unrecognizable tune as she washed up the breakfast things. And here she was, Winnie told herself briskly, supposed to be dusting bedrooms, and instead she was idling her time away, gazing at the rain. She was about to turn to her duties when she saw a small black car moving decorously along the road opposite, skirting the Two Pheasants and the school, and finally drawing up outside Harold Shoesmith's house. Surely it was the rector's car, thought Winnie, peering again through the rain-spotted window.